That's the sound of a salmon tail splashing in a shallow part of the San Poyle River. This fish is building a nest, or red. The salmon pushes lemon-sized pieces of gravel into a mound, burying the eggs underneath. In most other rivers in Washington, spawning salmon are normal. That's not the case here. Massive concrete dams have stopped salmon from reaching these spawning grounds for around 80 years. Now, they've reached this area with the help of the Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation. Casey Baldwin is a research scientist with the tribe. He says spawning salmon on the San Poyle River are a hopeful sight.
We want them to do what salmon do elsewhere, and that's what we've observed so far.
Starting this month, Baldwin and his team have walked these banks. They've counted each red and noted the positions on GPS.
We've got a couple of reds right there.
Oh, yeah.
Down in the pit.
Right there?
Yeah.
They hope to find more reds through the end of October. So far, they've counted more than 65 reds.
So we're just trying to document that they can successfully spawn.
Baldwin's eyes easily spot the rocky mounds where each salmon can lay around 4,000 eggs, typically in a single red. The fish have pushed large gravel on top of the mounds to cover the eggs, creating nearby sandy stretches of river. He walks into the San Poyle River, pointing out another red.
She digs a pit and then lays her eggs in it and then digs upstream of that, puts some gravel over top of it, buries the eggs under a thin layer of gravel for protection.
He says that construction doesn't happen overnight.
They'll dig for days.
Each red illustrates just how well this cold water river can support salmon life cycles, from nest to death. The Colville tribe trucked these adult salmon to the San Poyle River from the Wells Hatchery near Chelan, Washington. Since 2019, these cultural and educational releases have marked the very beginning stages of a years-long process to bring salmon upstream of Chief Joseph and Grand Coulee Dams, colloquially known as the blocked area. The Upper Columbia United Tribes recently wrapped up phase one of the reintroduction process. Now the second phase of the study will include several pilot releases of Chinook salmon and tests of potential ways to get salmon around Chief Joseph and Grand Coulee Dams. The second phase could take at least 20 years to complete. During that time, the Colville tribe says it still plans to continue cultural and educational salmon releases in the blocked area. This year, the tribe trucked 178 salmon to the San Poyle. For Colville tribe spokesperson Michelle Campobasso, the salmon releases into the San Poyle took on extra meaning. As a child, she fished for trout in these waters with her grandparents, not far from the salmon reds now piled in the river.
All along here from my grandparents' house all the way down toward Keller, this is where we'd fish, and all along these bridges.
Baldwin says this spring and summer, researchers documented at least 1,400 juvenile salmon.
That was sort of the final proof that it worked and that their spawning was successful.
He says the salmon born in the San Poyle River should be able to find their way back, at least as far as Chief Joseph Dam.
The hard part for us is going to be finding those. They're going to be a needle in the haystack. We're going to try to find them, but...
The first salmon born in the Upper Columbia in 80 years could return in 2024 or 2025. On the San Poyle River, I'm Courtney Flack.